From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Three Utahns were on board the cruise ship with the outbreak of the hantavirus. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services confirmed the number today. Health officials say the risk to Utahns is low. Casey Nowak is the epidemiologist with the state. She says, unlike the COVID pandemic, hantavirus has been around for a while.
So the transmission mechanisms, the incubation period, different preventative and protective measures have all been studied and have been used for a while now. So that's the main difference here.
The three Utahns will quarantine before heading back to the state. Nowak says they are working with local health departments to monitor these individuals. Hantavirus is generally spread through exposure to rodent droppings. The Trump administration will repeal the public lands rule. That Biden-era rule put conservation in the same category as grazing, energy development, and recreation. Environmental groups say repealing it will endanger habitat and prioritize the fossil fuel industry. The U.S. Department of the Interior said removing the rule will empower local decision-making and align with national energy policy. According to the Federal Register, the repeal will be finalized on May 12. The parent company of Pornhub is suing Utah over a new law that adds on to the state's pornography restrictions. KBR's Martha Harris has more.
Utah passed a law earlier this year dealing with virtual private networks, or VPNs. Those can disguise a user's location. Lawmakers wanted to stop people from using VPNs to get around the pornography restrictions it passed 3 years ago. That's when the state started requiring adult content websites to verify the ages of Utah users. The 2026 update said pornography websites need to verify the age of anyone physically located in the state, even if a VPN makes it look like they're somewhere else. ILO, the parent company of Pornhub, sued in federal court. It said this Utah law would require them to verify the ages of every user worldwide. That's because they can't reliably tell when someone is a Utahn masking their location. ILO is arguing that's unconstitutional. A judge has put the law on hold while this issue is worked out in the courts. Martha Harris, KUER News.
It's likely that 170,000 fewer people visited Arches National Park because of its now defunct timed entry program. The new report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute looked at 2022 to 2024. It comes after years of debate in Moab and Grand County over whether the program discouraged tourism and hurt the local economy. A hypothetical model shows Grand County could have missed out on up to $55 million in annual visitor spending. But the report also found Grand County's tourism economy still grew in that same time frame. Spending was up more than 22%, and tourism jobs increased too. If you want to catch some fish this year, get out there now. That's the advice from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. KUER's Hugo Rickard Bell unpacks how Utah's drought will impact the fishing season.
Water levels are low, and that means fish numbers will be too. That's according to Trina Hedrick, Utah's cold water sport fish coordinator.
Now this year, folks are going to want to get out now, especially if they have a boat.
In Utah, hatcheries raise species that they then distribute to water bodies around the state. They start growing a year in advance, but because of the record low snow year, some water bodies are too low to take their regular quota. State Hatchery Coordinator Richard Hepworth says the most notable example is Bear Lake.
They know they're going to be low this year. They cut their cutthroat, the number of cutthroat they stock, they cut it by about 20,000 fish.
So he put a call out, and Strawberry Reservoir answered.
Strawberry Reservoir said, yeah, we're not going to get super low. We got space. We'll take them. So we ended up putting those in Strawberry Reservoir instead of Bear Lake.
But even as the division moves fish around the state, the best bet to catch something is to get out there early in the year. Hugh Ricard Bell, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News.